This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states demanding votes for President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some of the emails were purported to have been sent by the neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys, telling voters they'd come after them if they didn't vote for President Trump. Without discussing specifics, the director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says the motive was to discredit the president.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
The intelligence community investigated and found the source, Iran, FBI Director Christopher Wray.
You should be confident that your vote counts.
The officials also announced that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data, although it is publicly accessible. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say that they will boycott a vote scheduled for this Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have waited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. A NASA probe orbiting an asteroid of over 100 million miles from Earth successfully snatched on Tuesday a sample from the celestial body's rocket surface, or rocky surface, to bring home the space agency's first handful of pristine asteroid rocks. NASA's minivan-sized OSIRIS-REx spacecraft made a four-hour descent toward the rugged surface of the Bennu asteroid, whose acorn-shaped body formed in the early days of the solar system could hold clues to the origins of life on Earth. This is VOA News.